Today's Mishnah in Masechet Mikvaot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh, is Perek Beit, Mishnah Gimel. So we've been talking about over here the various types of sfeikot that come in cases where there was a actual chazaka, and the difference that such a case may have, where we're talking about a tumah kala, and the machlokas about whether in tumeis derabbanan, which are completely and totally without any real basis in the deoraita, are we also able to ignore the chazaka? Rabbi Yossi says no, derabbanan say yes, and we would go lekula. Now, back, all the way back, when we were doing Masechet Taharot, you will recall that back in the fourth perek, we had a klal of all of the various things of sveikas that the Rabbanan were metayer. Remember? Elo sveikas shetira Rabbanan. So a whole list of things where there were special sveikas, and one of them we never really explained. And that was safek mayim sheuvim lemikvah. Now we finally get in this Masechet Mikvaot to understand more fully what the din is of Mayim Sheuvim, and therefore we're able to at last explain that Mishnah. So says the Halakha Mishnah, if you have a suffix of Mayim Sheuvim, that reference back in the fourth perek, the particular suffix of Mayim Sheuvim, Shetiaru Chachamim, what exactly is the suffix in that case that we say you can go Lekula? Well, the suffix would be whether naflu mayim sheuvim. So let's recall, we did this in the introduction, but let's recall the very big machlokas between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. First of all, we have a concept called mayim sheuvim, water that had been put into a container at one point, and at that point they become posel for the mikvah. Is that a psul d'oraita, or is it a psul d'rabbanan? The Rambam believes that that is a psul d'rabbanan, and it is a takana that the Rabbanan made in order to prevent people from believing that a mikveh could be your bathtub. And why not? Well, because it needs to be part of the ground and not a kli. So because of that, the focus on water that was in a kli will make certain that people who are not Bekiyim as to what is considered to be attached to the ground, and if it was subsequently attached to the ground, built into the floor, like your swimming pool that Alon raised yesterday, and stuff like that, in order to avoid all such questions, the Rabbanan made a takana that if something was at one point held in a container, it's not a mikveh, by definition. That's the Rambam's approach. The other Rishonim believe that the Ramazim to Mayim Sheuvim are the Arisa, they're not Ramazim, and Mayim Sheuvim is definitely not kosher for a mikveh de Arisa. Now, there is, however, a specific din about Mayim Sheuvim that everyone agrees is Darabonah, and that is called Shlosha Lugim Mayim Sheuvim Poslim Et HaMikvah. What that case is, normally, if you have a full mikveh, so as we've said, no matter how much water you put into that mikveh, that water becomes part of that mikveh. And even water that was tameh would become tahar because it was mushak. It now is, sometimes we call it hashaka, sometimes we call it zriah. If it's actually poured into the mikveh, you were zoreah it, so to speak. It was planted back in the earth together with this mikveh. Once you've got a kosher mikveh, you can turn on the tap and you can add 200 million gallons of mayim sheuvim, and it's all a major kosher mikveh. That's fine. Problem comes when you didn't have a kosher mikveh to start with. You had your 40 saw, but a little bit was missing. Maybe just a thimbleful. Maybe it was only chaser kurtav. Doesn't matter. Once you would put in 3 lugim of mayim sheuvim, you blew your mikveh chance. And now, even if you fill up the mikveh with kosher rainwater, it's not going to be a kosher mikveh because it started as a mikveh that was ruined with mayim shuvim. That is definitely a drabban. And that is what we were talking about when we said that the rabbanon were makel in sveikas of mayim shuvim. It's precisely that case. So what happened is, Safik Naflu, we weren't sure whether three lugin had actually fallen into this mikveh. Maybe it was less than three lugin. Safik Lo Naflu. Or we know that three lugin had fallen into this mikveh, but we weren't sure whether it was actually missing that little thimbleful, or maybe it was a full arboim sub before. Safik, even with Naflu for sure, Safik, whether before Naflu there was anyway Arboim Sa, which would have meant that you could have put in as much Mayim Shumim as you wanted, and it would still remain kosher, but maybe not. Safik Enbe. How about, again, what we're doing now is we're paralleling the cases that we had in the previous Mishnahs to refer to a new Safik. This time, not a suffix tova, suffix lo tova, rather a suffix of mayim shuvi. So we're going to do the same thing we did in the previous perek, where we took a pattern of three different ways of making something tame, and three different ways in which it might have made something else tame, and then talking about all of the variables. And we're going to do essentially the same idea. We want to pattern this Mishnah on the previous Mishnahs. So, suffix, naflu, Safik lo naflu, or definitely naflu, but safik if there were. Or there were two different mikvaot, just like the Mishnah yesterday. There were two different mikvaot. One of them did have arba'im sa'a, ve'echad ein bo arba'im sa'a. Nafal echad b'yam v'ni yodea le'ezbem nafal, just like the previous Mishnah. Toval be'echad b'yam v'ni yodea be'ezbem toval. Here the mayim shuvim fell. We're not sure if they fell into the mikvah where they would have made a difference of psul, which was chaser, or into the mikveh that had the full. In all such cases, sveikot tahor. And that is what we meant when we said that the Rabbanon were makel on a suffix of mayim shuvim, as long as mipnei sheyeshlo bameh yitleh, you can actually have what to hang your hat on in saying that a psul never happened here, whether what I'm hanging it on is the fact that it never fell, or what I'm hanging it on is the fact that, well, who cares if it fell? It was probably full of arboim saw. Or I'm hanging my hat on the fact that it was the right-hand mikveh and not the left-hand mikveh. But because this is Rabbanan, and it's therefore they were mekel, the suffix is tahar when it comes to a suffix of mayim shuvim. Now, what about if both of the mikvaot, however, were less than arboim saw? Oh, so whether it fell into the right-hand mikveh or it fell into the left-hand mikveh, it would have passed a mikveh. But it only fell into one of these mikvehs. Nafala echad mayam, and I don't know which one of them it fell into. Do we also say that that's a case of suffik mayim shuvim? Because vis-a-vis this particular mikveh, it's, I don't know. No. In this case, it is tameh. Because I cannot hang my hat on the possibility that there was nothing wrong. I know there's something wrong. And therefore, it's a standard suffix. And there, we have to say, ein lo b'mayim yitleh, in order to be machshir, because I know for a fact that there's definitely one puzzle. I can't say this one or that one is kosher, because I'd have to say that they're both kosher. And I absolutely cannot do this. So this, even in this case, if it's a suffix rabbanan, we would still have to be machmer like we do with other sveikas of a mikvah. Mishnah Dalet. Rebbe Eliezer Omer. I say, you are ignoring a whole other issue. That is, what happens if Mayim Shuvim are the first thing into your brand new mikvah, but not Shlosh Lugin? You started off with nothing. It's a completely empty mikveh. Says Rebbe Eliezer, well, if you base a mikveh on just one revius of mayim shuvim, then you are passeling that mikveh, no matter how much kosher water you put in. And the din of shloshes lugin mayim shuvim, which is much more, is only where you already had started with a mikveh that had mayim cherim in it, but less than arbaim sah. Then you can have even up to shloshes lugin, and it won't passel the mikveh. So there's a big difference. Why exactly do we talk about this particular shir, b'chalal? Where do we come up with this din of shloshes lugin? That's a big question. Well, turns out it's nogea today's kriyat haTorah, at least according to some. And that is that the nechasim that we bring for the korbanos hatzibur, the minimal nechasim is actually shloshes lugin of the Korban Tzibur. That's a Revi'a Sahin, right? So therefore, if you're going to be bringing a Revi'a Sahin, and we're talking about these Korbanos, then we also make that the Shiur that is Choshev in the concept of Tahira, because the Torah considered that to be Tahar. Anyway, it's a cute Svara. It's, when I say cute, I shouldn't say cute, because it's actually the Ravid who offers the Svara. But there are other Svaras. There's no place where it says Beferish in the Gemara what the basis of it is. There are other Rishonim, the Rosh Tainas, that it's because the shear of Shloshes Lugin is the shear that you need for a shower. So since Shloshes Lugin is enough to take a brief shower for Rosh or Verubo, so therefore, they made that a choshev amount in terms of a mikvah. Fine, whatever, but that's the shear. Rabbi Eliezer, however, says that where normally revias is a shear, that's choshev. So if there was nothing else that's there, then a revias of mayim shuvim is actually enough to batzel a mikvah b'tchila, and shlosh alugin is where you already had water in the mikvah before and had started being kosher water, and then it was choser. Then it's shlosh alugin. V'chachamim omrim, bein batrila, bein besov, shiro shlosha lugin. So this is a very fascinating kind of halacha most people are not aware of, that there's even a shita that you can passel a mikvah with a revias, a mayim sheuvim. Okay, gentlemen, in our pursuit of tmeim biyatorim, which is so much part of today's shevach v'odoyat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank heavens, we've gotten through yet another important thing in the dinim of Tyra in that mikvah. Kol tuv to all. This would combine the issue of tmeim biyat tahorim with the actual din of the karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Ravid is particularly suitable for Hanukkah. See you, everybody. Freilich Hanukkah. Besurot tovot.